the rest of the story. John Joseph Kennedy was the luckiest man in the world, he told his brother Michael. The luckiest man in the world. And Michael had to agree. After all, they'd both come from a humble Irish background, had both longed for adventure and opportunity in the new world. But it was Michael who had come to America first, who had learned the new ways, had established himself, making for his younger brother a softer landing in New York City and even a home at 29 Perry Street. So yes, John seemed to himself the luckiest man in the world. And as he settled comfortably into Michael's apartment, the eager 20-year-old from Limerick happily pondered the picture-framing business that he would soon establish in the city. A bit of arithmetic before professional concerns, however. It seems John had lost some luggage in transit from Queenstown to Manhattan, so he must file a claim with the steamship company, listing his losses in order to be reimbursed. There was clothing and a pocket watch, a beloved meerschaum pipe, some items that he had bought as gifts for his brother's family, shoes and shawls, a set of china, a cured ham, some Irish whiskey. And what do you know? John was promptly compensated and just as promptly invested the cash into his fledgling framing shop. The luckiest man in the world, he repeated to anybody who would listen. Then one day, John Joseph Kennedy's luck ran out. In fact, it ran backward. For along came the First World War, and John was drafted, went to Camp Hancock in Georgia for basic training, and he had been there only a few weeks when an odd lesion appeared on his right cheek, and 4 days later, he was dead. Anthrax. It was the way he caught it that revealed the extremity of John's misfortune, for the deadly disease was subsequently traced to Private Kennedy's new shaving brush. You see, anthrax bacillus can live for years in a single hair from an infected animal. And thus, evidently, against all the odds, was John infected. And furthermore, according to the Army physician's report, Kennedy was, quote, the first case of this nature ever to develop in any barracks in the United States, and the only case of a like nature ever known in this city or vicinity, end quote. How strange that this should happen to the luckiest man in the world. For John Joseph Kennedy had always imagined himself extraordinarily fortunate. For a reason that I have not yet revealed. His self-confidence had been substantiated time and time and time again, and particularly one time. That one time was 6 years previous. And what I'm about to relate is why John considered himself the luckiest man in the world. He was 20 when he set sail from Queenstown, County Cork, aboard a vessel that never reached New York. John, it appears, happened to have been strolling the deck that evening, a particular deck on the starboard side. And so he was in precisely the right place at precisely the right time to be helped into a lifeboat. A lifeboat that floated gently away from the Titanic. For years thereafter, John's family praised his Irish luck. But, of course, now you know the rest of the story.